That goes back to our double standard of just assuming that the woman or the mother is the only necessary gender in a child's life, as though men are not contributing anything more than, as I say, his sperm and his wallet, effectively. You know, just to give you a little example, I have an 11-year-old boy. He's your standard, typical 11-year-old boy, a lot of energy, and very typically masculine. I literally am dependent on my husband to offer that balance to him that I can't bring to the table as the more nurturing and softer sex, if you will. When my husband speaks, it's, you know, you get the louder voice, you've got the depth of the tone, you've got something that looks and feels familiar to my son, which is effectively him, right? That's what he's going to be like when he gets bigger. That's all he wants to be like, of course, is his father. That's normal. When that piece is missing in a child's life, especially a boy's, the results are very ugly and have a huge effect on society overall.